This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. In the U.S., 14 young students and a teacher were killed in the latest school shooting, this time in Texas, in the town of Uvalde, about 85 miles west of San Antonio, the AP's Ed Donahue reports.
An active shooter was reported at Robb Elementary School. Texas Governor Greg Abbott identified the shooter as 18-year-old Salvatore Ramos from Uvalde.
He shot and killed horrifically, incomprehensibly, 14 students and killed a teacher.
As for the gunman,
he himself is deceased and is believed that responding officers killed him.
Abbott says the gunman abandoned a vehicle outside the school and had a handgun and possibly a rifle. Uvalde is located between San Antonio and the Mexico border. I'm Ed Donahue.
A poll suggests Americans are becoming less supportive of punishing Russia for the Ukraine invasion if the U.S. economy suffers as a result. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The president's heading home from Asia, where he again pushed for allies to make Russia pay a price for the war.
The world has to deal with it, and we are.
And while broad support for American sanctions has not faltered, there is a shift in prioritizing them over the domestic economy. An AP NORC Center for Public Affairs research poll finds 51% of Americans want the focus on limiting economic damage. 45% say the priority should be sanctioning Russia as effectively as possible. Those numbers were exactly reversed last month, and the shift reflects rising anxiety over inflation and other challenges at home. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Find more at voanews.com.